Today on Press TV, the Syrian army says it's killed large numbers of anti-government armed men in Al Turmaisa area in Hama province. Earlier reports spoke of a, quote, massacre there. This while anti-government sources have confirmed that most of those killed in Turmaisa were members of armed gangs fighting government forces. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi says his country opposes foreign military intervention in Syria. Morsi says the international community should seek other mechanisms to end the violence in Syria. Morsi was speaking at a press conference with his visiting Tunisian counterpart Monsef Marzouki in Cairo. Yemeni protesters fill the streets once more shouting anti-US and anti-Israel slogans. These demonstrators are calling on the US to stop interfering in their country's affairs. They also demand an end to America's drone strikes in the south. The downfall of the regime is among their main demands. Pakistanis once again hold protests against their government's decision to reopen routes used by NATO to carry supplies for US-led foreign forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Anti-US and anti-NATO resentments have been high in Pakistan since an American airstrike killed 24 Pakistani troops several months ago. A monthly local art fair turns violent in the US after Los Angeles police used brute force against Occupy protesters. Riot police fired rubber bullets and tear gas at the Chalk Walk protesters. Some 12 people were arrested as police broke up the event in downtown Los Angeles. Northern Ireland's police released video of overnight Belfast riots which wounded 20 officers. The violence by Catholic nationalists followed a token Protestant parade. The annual confrontation has triggered street fights for four straight years. Police say Republican Army diehards fired about 10 gunshots at officers, but none was hit. And a private jet crashes while landing near France's southern Riviera coast. The crash killed the three crew members, who were the only people on board. The Gulfstream jet, which had left the city of Nice, hurled into a wooded area where it caught fire. That's the latest here on Press TV.